Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. We've been spending the last few weeks talking about COVID-19, and today we'd like to focus on mental and emotional health during this time. While the COVID-19 pandemic has centered on both its physical and financial impacts, let us not fail to also focus on the mental and emotional health of Americans. Mental health during and after COVID-19 is the new crisis we must begin to address for all people, even the people of God. The novelty of SIP, or shelter in place, is growing old as we see communities and cities are coming out and transitioning back into living a normal, or what we call a normal life, but it is a new normal. The strain on the mental and emotional health caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting our homes and our nations. Viewed from a variety of platforms, newspaper, television, or internet, we are experiencing trauma real time as we move across this nation and through this epidemic. Trauma is the emotional shock following a stressful event or physical injury. COVID-19 is trauma that continues daily and will continue to impact us so long, even after it ends. We begin our day with the latest death toll for our nation and the world. We end our day with questions as to if we, our family members, and friends will be added to that count on tomorrow. Trauma also occurs when there is a denial of something needed by an individual. For example, the lack of nurturing that is needed for a newborn child. There is no doubt emotional trauma occurs as we are hindered from the two key things God has created us for. One being purposeful activity, the second is relationship with one another. And what of the economic trauma being felt by all Americans? Shattered retirement accounts, shuttered businesses, unemployment of millions, cars lined up for miles as people seek food and other necessities for their family. Many local pantries have been emptied since the beginning of this event, and they are strained by the unrelenting requests for help. Anxiety, sadness, and grief accurately describes the range of emotions we are feeling as we move through this pandemic. Psalm 55 captures these same emotions as the psalmist describes his fight or flight response to the pending threat. It reads in Psalm 55, 4 through 6, "My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and tremble come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, that I would fly away and be at rest." This individual lament reflects the unbearable frustration of being in a situation outside of one's control. Is that not how we feel with regard to the COVID-19 virus? Like the psalmist, it would be so much better if we could be somewhere else. After much trepidation, the psalmist ends his cry for help. Emotionally drained and exhausted, he realizes that there is one way, the best way, to release himself from this dilemma and the trauma that it is creating. He must remove himself from the situation and cast his burdens upon the Lord. To cast one's burdens translates to throw, hurl, or fling. To cast anything upon God is to relinquish control to God for his providential disposition. The same meaning is conveyed in Psalm 37:5, when the righteous are reminded to commit their ways unto the Lord, trust in him, and he will act on their behalf. As God's people, we must trust and believe that our burden is God's burden. God is for us, and he cares about everything that keeps us awake at night, our family, our provisions, and our future. To cast our burdens upon God is to anchor our lives on his providence and his promise. God will sustain us. While we have no forecast as to when this pandemic may end, we have the blessed assurance that God will sustain and hold us up. In this context, the psalmist conveys the assurance that God will defend our cause as though he were before us as a tribunal, regardless of the forces that attempt to negatively impact us, forces seen and unseen. God will hold us up and intercede on our behalf. How does God sustain? He gives us hope while we are in the circumstances. That's it for today. We'd like to thank you for joining us, and we'll continue this discussion as we move through the pandemic, Lord. We know that he is in the midst, and he will help us with our mental and emotional health during this time. So, until we meet again next week, have a great time and trust in the Lord. Bye-bye.